This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think is the cutoff time right now for using a leaf blower? You guys have landscaping companies.
I don't. What time of day?
I do it myself. Yes. What time in the evening is cutoff time? Because
8:30.
Even though it's dark, you think it's okay?
I don't know if you'd be doing it in the dark.
No, but we won't do it. Why would you do it in the dark?
What time is it appropriate to do it?
What time is the cutoff time for using a leaf blower?
At night or in the morning?
In the day, like evening.
Well, before it gets dark. So
I don't think it's that annoying.
They can be annoying.
Fallback is in like 2 weeks. It's going to start getting dark at 5.
It gets dark early. The reason why I ask this is, so
lawnmower is way worse.
I just did leaves on Sunday, but the leaves are coming down. It's windy.
Relentless.
My neighbor is one of those guys. It's actually his father. His father lives with him. Okay. His father retired.
Yeah.
His lawn is pristine.
Every day he's out
and
there.
And on Wednesdays, they come for recycling. Mm-hmm. And that's when you can also leave the bags of leaves and lawn stuff, right? So I saw him out there during the day. And then when I left for soccer around 5, his yard doesn't have one leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Mine has a bunch of Ryans all over the place, right?
It's natural.
Didn't have time to do it until I got home, and then I had to have dinner. Now it's 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I could use, because it was dark. To me, the cutoff was darkness, which maybe isn't fair. Like, Cakes, you're probably right. It shouldn't matter. If you're okay to run a leaf blower at 8:30 in the summer, why couldn't you run the leaf blower at 8:30 in the fall?
How are you going to see the leaves? It's freaking dark.
Well, you can see it with lights if you have outside lights.
No one blows leaves at
I didn't. Usually so I didn't.
Cold.
I used a rake.
You know, you don't want to do that.
Well, no one does that. You can't see where the leaves are going.
No, if you have a well-lit backyard.
Yeah. Okay, but it's rare. It's rare that
right. My neighbor has a well-lit backyard. I don't. Mine is I need light.
Oh, I don't care about the backyard. It's just the front yard right next. I actually only did the side next to
you're
him.
You're like me. You don't really care that much about
it. I kind of do care. I don't know.
Now you're caring?
Yeah.
What do you care? Were you in a competition
shouldn't.
With the neighbors?
No,
apparently
I think
he is in a competition.
As long as you're...
You know my dad cared a lot, right?
No, but you never cared.
I didn't, but I think
now
somehow...
Now he does, though.
I think there's probably some psychology, like it's a connection with my dad.
All right, well, now you're hitting the field, so I can
I'm just saying that I think that there's something...
Like, you can still make fun of him.
I think there's something there on a subconscious
ago,
level.
You put this nice wall up in your front...
Yes.
And I just thought, well, that's a waste of $20,000 or whatever you paid, you know? I mean... It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got lights. That's lit. That has lights.
Yeah,
and
it's
on a timer.
It's nice. But as soon as I saw, you know what? That's when you transition.
Even if I had a bunch of leaves, I would never, once darkness hits, I would never consider going out and just doing it.
If
I'll
the
be like,
leaves.
It's dark. It's almost bedtime.
Right.
Yeah, but it's getting dark earlier. So I went out there.
But even more excuse not
I went
to
out there
out
at 7:30 and I felt like I couldn't use the leaf blower. And I used the rake.
I've never.
Because all the kids are going to sleep around the neighborhood?
I don't know.
Yeah. I've never walked. This is the difference between me and you. I've never walked up to my front door or my garage or however I go in the house and looked at my leaves and go, I wish I like. I've never even noticed them.
Kind of clueless.
They're irrelevant.
Yeah, but you also have a company that comes over, and I guarantee there's a guy who has a leaf blower on a backpack.
Okay. Once a year, they'll do a big one. They'll do like a big cleanup. But weekly, when it, you know, whatever, they'll blow it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have leaves.
Who cares?
No, but in November.
I'm team who cares.
I go inside my
clearly,
house.
Clearly, we've seen them from your house.
The only time I care is when they're on my mat
patio. It makes your yard look worse if you have leaves everywhere.
I never look at my yard. I go in the house and sit in it.
I think that's kind of rare for homeowners to just not care how their front yard looks.
I like it to be mowed once a week.
I know.
And once a year.
Leaves need to be blown out of the front yard, off the porch, out of the backyard. They need to be clean.
I only want my golf mat clean and my net clean. Yeah, so I take a leaf blower and I do that on my patio.
Right. You clearly don't care about leaves, but you have to care about some of the appearance of the house. Like, let's say somebody came over to your house and they just spray painted tic-tac-toe boards in the front of your house.
I don't want that.
You wouldn't care? You'd be like, oh, I'm inside. Well, what do I care?
No, because that's like
that's graffiti. That's like an eyesore of your house.
Okay, well, bad paint job.
I'm going to know.
Bad siding.
I'll give you an example. You talked about yours the other day. You called it what did he call that
the portico?
The portico
called it a princess balcony.
The princess balcony thing.
Yeah. Right.
I got one of those. It's rotting like you wouldn't believe. It's been rotting for 5 years. My wife looks at it, it gives her anxiety and like trauma.
What's rotting on it?
Just the wood. It's a 50-year-old house.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
I look at it.
Why wouldn't you change it?
I look at it and I go, well, that's probably about 10, 20 grand.
Easily.
That much.
Oh, it's a whole, it's a
I had
whole thing.
I had our guy. We had the same thing. Christian came over and we changed it.
I look at it and I go, I think I can squeak a couple more years out of it.
Of course.
I think I can get a couple more. It'll rot a
little
bit more.
Until it falls off the front of your house,
I think I can rot a little bit more before I need to replace it.
You know what? When I walk my dog in the neighborhood, I always look at the other houses.
That's a Bickle house.
And some of them I go, poopy house.
Right. Really be looking for
I'd look at Bickles if I was walking my dog. Right. No.
You'd have
that's
to
a
really,
terrible house.
You'd have to really be looking for it.
How many years?
Well,
how many
leaves everywhere.
How many years did you talk about your nubby fence? Years. You finally got it fixed.
Got it fixed.
Right.
I don't like to spend money on dumb stuff. I like
you
to spend
bought
money.
Three golf aids.
That's not,
on TV.
Not a waste of money to him.
Yeah, that's not dumb. I'm using that. You know what's dumb? A fence.
Really?
Fences are dumb. Spending like 20 grand on a fence is dumb.
Dumb. And you know what I did?
I
didn't replace my fence. I replaced the top of my fence. Because I didn't need to. I even had the guy admit, yeah, you don't really need to replace it. You know what? It's two different shades of color. Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying, your real estate agent, if you ever put it on the market, we'll say, you need to change that fence.
You're just saying.
Because that house ain't selling with that ugly fence.
Now, it actually looks great because it's uniform. So all the tops
are new. I'd have to see it.
I'll give you a picture. It looks great. It actually looks great.
All right, send me a picture.
But you did fix it.
Only because
he band-aided it.
Only
he didn't do a full-on fix.
No, it actually looks great. It's two different shades, but you know what? In another 2 years, it'll fade, and it's going to be the same color.
Right.
It's going to fade just like the other.
But the point about the leaves is you actually, all right, it took you a while, but you did care about the appearance of the fence to an extent.
Only because we were potentially having a party of like 50 people at my house.
You wanted to look decent.
I didn't want it to look embarrassing. Yeah. When I have my family over, I don't care. There can be underwear with duty in the family room. It's my family. I don't care. But if I have friends, or you know, acquaintances over, you want your house to look presentable.
Yes, I care what my house looks like. So doesn't matter if it's friends, family, strangers.
My house looks mowed.
I don't care if the Amazon guy comes up. I want the house to look good. I'm just different than you.
He cares a
I'm
lot.
I'm with you, Jason.
I'm always just blowing off my front porch because the leaves blow onto the front porch. I'm always blowing them off.
I'm always blowing off my mat.
In the summer, I'm always picking weeds. I just do all that.
Hate picking weeds.
I hate it too, but I do it.
When they get on my Spornia golf net, that bothers me to no end.
If I've got dead patches in my front yard, I'm going to rake up the dead grass. Mm-hmm. I'm going to plant some new seeds, put soil on it.
I've never noticed
that.
The flower.
You haven't done that once, probably.
What? A flower?
No. Dug up. Raked dead grass.
Impossible.
And planted new grass seed with soil.
You've never done that. The most I'll do is once a year, I'll do a courtesy, trifling weed and feed. I'll do one round of weed and feed.
Do you aerate beforehand?
I told them. They asked my guy if I wanted to aerate.
Yes.
I said, no, I'm not aerate. aerating the.
My guy does it twice a year.
I know. He asked me, "Well, that's extra $500 or whatever."
Right.
I said, "No."
The True Green or Scott's guy comes by, puts something on my door. I give him the Kembe. No, no, aerate. You're not going to charge me $1,000.
This is not Augusta.
Get out of here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I aerate twice a year.
So do I.
Why? What are you going to have?
Because it makes the grass.
She's trying to get the new grass to come out.
He doesn't care what his in your front yard.
He doesn't care what his yard looks like.
I just want it mowed.
I know.
It could be dead. It could be green.
I'd rather have
that's the difference. That's the difference between us.
I'd rather have that $1,000 in my 401k.
Right. I'd rather have
it. We put a certain amount every year.
I'd rather have it.
We put the same amount in the 401k.
I'd rather have it in Bitcoin.
I'd rather have it in
you got whatever.
You're going to die with that coin.
Peter Millar jacket or something. Like
sure.
Yeah.
It's pointless to argue about it because we're never going to agree.
Anyway, I just wanted to know what the cutoff time. Cakes is giving me the 8:30 is the leaf blower.
I mean, I would never do it, but have at it. Annoy your neighbors.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to be out there for, an hour? I mean, how long are you leaf blowing?
5 minutes?
You could do that at midnight. Who cares? That's not that big a deal.
No, you can't do it at midnight.
That's 20 minutes of me finding guys on waivers on fantasy football to upgrade my team.
I know there's only a few minutes, but I wanted to bring this up. And I keep mentioning golf, but I'm kind of doing it for a reason. So I told Valdez during a break, I re-upped my subscription for my little launch monitor thing they got. You know, a year ago, I rededicated myself to the game. Mm-hmm. And my two kids are... My daughter's got 5 weeks left of college sports. My son's done. I got one left. Yep. That's what's occupied my life for the last 15 years is chasing them around, and I've loved every second of it. Wouldn't change it, but I need a new upset. I need something else to do. So I've rededicated myself to golf. I re-upped my subscription yesterday to my launch monitor.
How much does that cost?
It's nothing. It's $200 a year. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. The point is I hit the year anniversary.
Okay.
And I checked yesterday. Over 11,000 shots I've had at home in the last year. It's a long way of saying I noticed 2 days ago, and I've self-diagnosed it, I've torn my labrum of my hip.
Oh, no.
Hip surgery.
I didn't know you had that
labrum. You don't have to have hip surgery. I've torn the labrum of my hip.
Self-diagnosed.
Self-diagnosed.
Remember last week you were getting out of the chair and you were walking like an 80-year-old
man. Thing. A labral tear.
I said something's wrong.
He's been doing that for...
No.
But he was walking lot slower.
Here it is. A labral tear of the hip is an injury to the labrum. I know this is what I have. I knew it. Your hip joint is a ball and socket joint, whatever. The labrum helps keep the bones. It says, what are the... I'm reading the wrong part. I need to read to you the symptoms. Yeah. Hip labral tears cause similar symptoms. Pain in the hip, stiffness, a clicking or locking sensation, and when you stand up from sitting down. That's exactly what I have. It clicks. And I've had, because I've had... shoulder labrum. Like, I know what these things are. I've torn the labrum of my hip, and now I'm thinking I'm going to eventually need a hip replacement, and I'm going to be 100-year-old. And it's just...
People rave about hips. People
it's
rave about
the
them. The hip
Mike
replacement...
Rizzo, Mike Rizzo just had one.
The hip replacement, from what I've heard...
I can't believe I'm talking
about it. It's like the first couple of days
here we are. Well, I've torn the labrum on my hip.
The first couple of days suck.
Happens.
And then after that, it's like a whole new lease on life.
My dentist mowed his lawn the second day after his hip labor. Now, probably shouldn't have, but he did.
All right, so maybe it's only 2 days. No, I've heard first couple days suck, and then it's a new lease on life.
They say you can do rehab, and it depends. I'm not saying it's a full tear, but I think it's an overuse, injury, and especially in the last year.
11,000 balls will do that.
And that's just there. That doesn't count at the golf course.
Correct.
It's probably another 10K there.
I hit 50 to 75 balls 3 to 4 times a week at the court.
Right.
Minimum,
that adds up.
Plus when I play, that's going to be at least minimum 80
it's
plus.
Taking a toll on your aging body.
Yeah. I've torn the labrum in my hip.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You and Jonathan Allen will be on the DL together.
I'm distraught about it.
I have a zillion injuries.
I know. I'm just hoping. This is what I typically hope. It heals a little bit by itself.
Some things do.
It's kind of a grasper.
Because my meniscus, I've had all torn meniscus. I had the same thing, clicking and all that. I signed up for surgery for meniscus. Canceled it. Best thing I ever did. Knees are fine. It healed. Heals on its own.
But your hip, different
my
animal.
Hip, I'm
well, you
a
also
little
don't
bit
play,
worried about.
You don't really play cutting sports that the meniscus would really
No, but
hurt
it used
you.
To bother me just walking or doing anything. Running.
Yeah.
It would swell up. But
I mean,
it's gone.
It might be different. I've had three meniscal surgeries, and where I felt the pain was in cutting side to side.
Yeah, I'm not cutting
laterally. Right, so
no.
That's what I'm saying. You can get away with not fixing it.
Sure.
What is he, an NBA point guard?
Yeah.
NFL cornerback? Of course he's not cutting.
It's just, I'm just telling you, it doesn't give me pain anymore.
Well,
the pain has gone away.
Whatever it is, you have to correct it.
I'm going to let God take care of it first.
Oh, okay. All right. See, let me know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah,
the healing
power. The power of prayer.
Okay, all right.
This natural healing.
Okay.
I'm not going to go rush into a surgery, but I can tell you this right now.
You might have to back off on the swings.
100%. I have a labral tear of my hip.
Well, look, the winter's...
Don't know the severity of it.
The winter is coming, so you're going to back off of the swings just naturally, but maybe that's what you need to do.
Not as much as you think.
Well, I mean, at the golf course, you will.
Right, 11,000 swings at home.
I know. That's you probably got to back off on that one.
Yeah, it's taken its tear.
I always pegged you as a swinger, EB. A lot of people have.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.